You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Cocktail Corner. Brought to you by Kristen.
Hey, yeah, Kristen. Like Madonna, I only need one name.
Strong brand.
Well, no, there's a Kristen school. I think it's because they go to learn how to be like Kristen, and I, two thumbs up on that one.
You might as well think that, you know?
Yeah.
You live on the shore, that school's on the shore.
That bus goes right by my house. The first time it came by, I was like, wait, do I have my own bus? If you go New Zealand is awesome.
If you go to that school, I think time folds on itself and everything just turns into a black hole. So maybe don't.
Okay,
now, what sort of cocktail are you making for us this evening? There's lots of chocolate hanging around the station, so I'm wondering what's going on.
Okay, so that's a great question. We are making a chocolate orange martini, and it's going to be called...
Oh, I've got my question sheet. Come
here. What?
Yeah, he's got my sheet here.
All right, well, it's going to be called Aren't You Glad I Didn't Name This Cocktail? But no, that's...
reminds me of the time that...
That's not... No, I'm
kidding. Has anyone seen the video where Eminem explains how to rhyme with orange? It is fantastic.
There's a cartoon that's called Rhymes with Orange. Orange. But nothing does.
Aren't you glad?
Yeah, no, but really, it's called the
I'm carrying
orange
up a song
chocolate.
About orange.
Let's get it on, martini.
You're just making stuff up now,
but we of course
can.
I am.
People can definitely text into 53955 as we make this cocktail. As Kristen assembles this cocktail, that she's just popped a little on the vodka, by the way. Text on into 53955 if you've got an inspirational name. We'll take it. There is a tiny little grater in the room, and we're happy about that. So
this one is going to be, I was going to make a creamy drink, but actually I tried a clear drink and it worked out much better. So it's going to be...
For what? What do you mean?
Because I had like a that chocolate cream that we used last time. And
cream de coco?
The coconut cream.
Coconut cream de coco.
And I decided that let's make it clear. And so we have 1.5 ounces of vodka per drink. And then we have...
Somebody enjoyed my sticky cards joke, by the way. It's not always a waste of time making these jokes.
And then we have 3/4 of an ounce of the creme de cacao.
Okay.
So you can use clear or dark, and I'm using a combination of both, so we can finish this out of the liquor cabinet.
Whenever anyone says anything about an ounce, I just think, wow, really? That's how much weed is... Wow. You know? Liquid and stuff. How good is weed, eh? Come on, man. Let's fucking get the weed out there.
Have you seen that meme with...
Sorry, Cocktail Corner. I know you're about alcohol, but I like to act too.
No, they do have cannabis cocktails.
What was your observation, John? Were you making
Have you seen the meme with someone selling a bag of Coke, and it's just a Ziploc bag full of fizzy old ratty Coke?
What?
Coca-Cola.
No, I haven't seen that meme. Sounds like a real minter.
All right, so we have a 3/4 ounce of the creme de cacao.
Someone's already called it Jaffa Jizz, so...
Oh.
Yes, please.
Actually. I won't repeat that. You do you.
I got to read the machine. It's part of my job. Sorry, you text it and I read it out. I'm Ron Burgundy over here. I can't help it.
Here is the piece de resistance.
Man, I love that phrase.
It's our Grand Marnier. It's an orange liqueur.
You
it's fancy.
You are stoked about that. Like,
have we had this particular liqueur yet?
I think we have. I can't remember when, but I know I brought it here before.
Check the fragrance?
You can. Let me just pour some in, and then you can go crazy with it.
You're putting a lot in.
Well, because it's
Christmas time.
It's 3/4 ounce per cocktail, and we're making 4 because we have Saturday Sam here.
Whoa, I like that. That's almost better than Sam Smith B News.
Just have a little...
We didn't like that. Okay.
This is a cool bottle, man. This is a cool...
My favorite thing about alcohol is the bottles. Mainly for bong potential. Is that weird?
This would make a great bong.
Can we just buy the bottle without the alcohol in it to make bongs? Like, I feel like this is a good way for alcohol to get into the weed industry. Just give us your bottles. We don't need the booze.
Well, that's the whole thing, is it? As long as it has a fancy glass or a bottle.
That smells like Satan. What are you talking about? Do you think that smells good?
Mm. All right, we're shaking
it. You're out of your goddamn mind.
Oh, wait, I forgot to say that we have our glasses are rimmed with some orange juice. We have the rims are orange, like orange from the orange, and chocolate, drinking chocolate. And a Hershey's Kiss in each one of them. Did I say that already?
Oh, you put a what in there?
A Hershey's Kiss.
Holy shit.
Do you know what a Hershey's Kiss is?
Is it some kind of sex move?
Oh. We're not going to put that in a glass tonight, Big Hungry. It's cocktail corner. Wait a minute.
No, there's actual Hershey's Kisses in there, and I haven't had one in quite a long time, so I went and sort of helped myself. You've poured the alcohol onto the Hershey's Kiss. You don't care about what the Hershey Kiss thinks. One of them has actually got a block in there, like a small... What is that? It's not a Hershey Kiss.
No, so that's orange chocolate. That's what we're going to grate on top of it, because I don't eat Hershey's Kisses.
What?
Yeah. It's a dairy-free option people that don't...
This is like when my brother wasn't eating like meat, and he would get like a different dinner than me, and I would just get all pissed off because his dinner would be better than mine. And I'm like, give me the option. Like,
hey, we're using the grater, Big Hungry.
Are we taking phone calls?
Now we're grating the orange chocolate on top of each cocktail.
Good afternoon. You've called in right during the grating moment.
With the tiny grater. Isn't that great?
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, mate. Yeah, we're just right in the middle of the grating bit. You got anything you want to mention?
Grating bit. What's grating?
Okay, mate, well, take it easy out there and you say hi to the fam.
Hey, what's up?
Not us.
How cute is that?
Yeah, we are the fam.
Family.
We're fucking are, man. Fambilly. Put the B in there and make it cute.
All right, then we have an orange twist on each of these.
Kristen.
Oh,
the phone.
Yes.
I answered the phone again.
Answered. I'm sorry.
Hello, BFM.
Hello. I think you should call it an orange roughy.
Sorry, say again.
Orange roughy.
Ooh, I like it.
UFFY.
Yep, that'll work.
So
for sure.
I don't get confused with the fish.
This is a saucy.
Get out of here, little scamp.
This is a saucy, saucy.
You're already taking photos. You've made the cocktail. You'd already cut the little bit off the orange and loop that around. John's taking almost like a private eye photo out of his like.
Here you go, Saturday
photo.
Sam. Hey, we got to move quick around here. Cheers, everyone.
Thank you. It kind of. Looks like...
Oh my gosh, this is really good.
I feel like this is going to remind me of that...
You like it?
You know that chocolate you can get and it's an orange and it comes in the segments and it's always way too expensive to buy, but you always want it? Reminds me of that.
No, you can just make a cocktail.
This is dangerous. I can tell it's got some serious horsepower, but it's delicious.
So this can also be a creamy drink, so you can add like an Irish cream or a chocolate cream with this, but I decided to go clear so that we could see the Hershey's Kisses.
This might be a little bit too old for me.
Oh.
It's kind of quite...
It's strong.
Yeah.
I think this is a late night drink. Definitely like a dessert cocktail.
It's definitely a dessert cocktail. Yeah.
No, this is like a cocktail, you know what I mean? Like, it's legit, because it's just like... Oh, let's put this alcohol in cheers, you know?
It's all alcohol. Nothing but alcohol.
Except for the Hershey's Kiss in there that's drowning.
Wait, there's an orange squeeze on here.
Someone just giving a shout out for weed. Cheers.
Yeah, this is good. You definitely want to sip this really slowly because it is something to savor. Right? It's rich without being... You would think that a creamy drink would be richer than this, and I taste tested them back to back, and this won out.
We've got a mathematician listening at the moment. In math, there's a trick called the Lagrangian to solve unknowns. How about the orange Lagrangian?
Yep.
That's beautiful. How about it? Tell us more.
My favorite part was just the fluidity in which I read that. You know what I mean? Like sometimes
I
speak so well.
This particular drink is really the drink you want to kick it to the next level after dinner. And you're like, oh my God, I just need something to lift me out of this food coma. This is the boozy number for that occasion, I reckon.
Especially if it's an uncomfortable family dinner. Mm. Like, I've had them. This would definitely be like, I'm fine now.
Somebody's shouting out Arizona iced tea bottles for making bongs out of. Best neck to chamber ratio. Yeah, you might be right. You mean the blueberry white tea? Man, that's so good. Not that this cocktail isn't totally amazing, by the way. A little bit falling off track.
That's okay.
Can you make a cocktail out of Arizona watermelon next week?
Absolutely, I will.
Yes.
Is there? Do you have Arizona here?
Yeah, dude, they're down at Munchie Mart.
Sweet.
They're not 99 cents like it says on the thing. They're $4, but I can cover that.
Consider it done.
Yeah, I'll just have to take on another job. But
I'll cover it.
No, look, I've already offered.
So. Too late. I already bought them.
So it's definitely called Jaffa Jizz. I think it's the only real entry that we got.
All right, well, Jaffa Jizz it is.
Alliteration is the best.
Cheers.
Cheers, Kristen. Thank
Cheers.
You for another fantastic edition of Cocktail Corner. This is actually bloody good.
It's really good. I've kind of grown up to it, you know? I'm sipping.
It's so nice to see you grow on air.
I'm interested to, try and blow it out of my mouth and light it on fire, though, as well.
You know what? I did. You know what? I almost thought of that today, and I thought, save the talent for tonight. So.
Sam Smith is about to do the news.
Oh, I forgot all about the Hershey's Kiss. It's just sitting down there. Oh, wow. Oh, you little bugger. We're just trying to, I'll save you kind of thing. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. It's giving you some love.
O.J. Simpson. Oh, O.J. Simpson. That's really good.
That? Who's that?
That's really
good. That's my new best friend.
It's an obscure phone number.
Whoever you are, O.J. Simpson.
That's great. See?
Please call in.
We're using the collective knowledge of the BFM gnarliness. Thank you, Kristen. You rule.
Cheers.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Thank you, Lee.